This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, deep right center field. Going back is O'Neill to the track, nearing the wall. He'll jump, and it is gone! And Max Kepler has homered to right field. It's a two-run shot. It just cleared over the high wall and right. His 12th of the year, and it's 3-0 Phillies.
Never a doubt. Never a single doubt. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Kyle Quinn, of course, behind the glass. Coming up at 11:30 this morning at FDR Park. If you're heading to the Phillies game, park and then take a little walk over to FDR Park. Joe versus Jack tennis. We will preview that in depth coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Listen, I don't want to make this awkward, but I feel like there needs to be an apology.
Excuse me?
Yeah, a little bit.
From you?
Nah. I ain't saying nothing. Like, I find it ironic that every time somebody says something negative about a Phillies player, I'm convinced that they listen to the station. There's no question.
Are you referencing a certain someone on this show yesterday saying Max Kepler's a bum, he shouldn't start?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Me. I said that, yeah. And he hit a home run last night.
Oh, man.
Two extra base hits for the first time since March. How about Max Kepler last night?
You ready? You go, you hit me, like, because you were real strong.
Yeah, I didn't want him in the lineup.
Yep, Joe was.
He was strong.
Joe, yep.
Only me. I was the only one.
I don't know, Kyle.
I was the only one. Just me. I was the only one in Philadelphia. They didn't want to watch the guy hitting 201 entering August.
I don't know, man. So
you, what are you saying? Like, we should apologize to Max
Kepler? A little bit.
Or am I apologizing to Todd?
Both.
Yeah.
Since we're here, both. Because you questioned whether or not, like, you basically said yesterday, if Topper was in the, if he had him in the lineup, you was going to scream.
Yes, and I did internally. I did internally scream last night.
Guess what? If he wasn't in the lineup last night, doesn't have that majestic home run that he had.
Well, he had a good home run. Again, two extra base hits. So good job by Max Kepler last night. But Hugh Douglas, if you're asking me if I'm going to apologize.
You should, Joe.
The answer right now is no.
It's just ironic.
I
mean, it's ironic that every time you use that S word when you describe players, especially Phillies players, they tend to come out and have like a pretty good day.
Yeah, you don't you think some of it might just be like a matter of happenstance, a matter of luck, a matter of broken clock is right twice a day. Look, I'm very happy Max Kepler had a night like that. He needed it. Let's actually hear from Max Kepler. Hit a home run last night. Kyle played. He had two extra base hits. He had himself a night for the first time in a while. I believe his last two extra base hit game was the first home series of the year against the Rockies in late March. I mean, it has been forever. And Max Kepler had himself a night last night. Let's hear Kepler talking about what is the reality, which is a lot of people are down on him. He knows it, not just me. Most of the city has been. He talked about how, you know, the criticism and kind of, well, things get to him a little bit. He overthinks sometimes. Let's hear Kepler last night.
To be honest, it does get to me.
I'm an overthinker, even before I started playing this game. So I try and analyze, you know, what I did right or wrong in the past, and you know what's to come in the future, and takes away from the present. And I have to, you know, remind myself, or have the people that, you know, my support team remind me that I'm in a beautiful place and a beautiful opportunity, and to just enjoy the moment, regardless of, you know, rough patches or not.
Beautiful place. You, he's not talking about me.
Specifically,
me. You think he's talking about?
Yeah, because you were kind of rough. You were kind of hard on the man.
What was I supposed to say?
Stinks is strong.
Has he, before last night, had he stunk for most of the season?
He struggled.
Struggle. You just use a different word. It's the same thing.
Nah.
You're just cleaning it up.
Stinks hits a little harder.
Yeah. In the context of baseball, Max Kepler has stunk for most this year. Last night, he absolutely did not stink. A heck of a night for him. All right, more for Max Kepler, talking about the boos. And by the way, I haven't booed him at a game this year. I've been a couple, three games,
no,
I think.
No, you had this blowtorch of a microphone.
I booed him from my couch.
I appreciate that. No, I haven't actually booed Max Kepler. What I do for 4 hours a day is just say he stinks. I guess that may be worse than booing. I don't know. Here's Kepler after the game talking about the booing and what it really sounds like to him.
Phillies fans sometimes can be a little rough, Max. They were complaining yesterday that y'all scored too many runs because they wanted to see Durant come in the game.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I think the boos are their love language, you know, so.
That's it. That's it.
But yeah, I don't know why they were booing towards the end of that last inning there, but, you know, I think I've given up trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm here doing my thing.
Well, let me ask you, how do you stay present? How do you stay present after all these years playing baseball?
It's hard. To be honest, I can't say I have been the most present lately, but I just try and confide in my brothers and just enjoy what they do, watch them do their thing, and try and play small ball. And when I try and, you know, like I laid down a bunt in New York, and if I play unselfish baseball, then I feel like I'm within the team and the collective, and I'm not as, you know, thinking about the results having to come my way in the future. So,
well,
that's a beautiful way to think,
it really is.
The boos are love language around here, Hugh. You know that.
He's talking about you.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I mean, then
he's talking about you.
I speak from a place where I want the Phillies to do well.
Hurtful things.
Oh, stop. Saying he stunk so far this season?
That stinks hurts.
I'm not apologizing for not wanting him in the lineup. I didn't like the lineup when it came out last night.
He internalizes all of that.
Okay.
And he speaks to his brothers and his family to help keep him centered and grounded.
I'm happy he has a support system.
He's only human.
I have a support system, too, this radio station. And everyone else that agree with me that he should not have been the lineup last night.
He's only human.
Yeah, you just say this is... You're taking Kepler's side on this? You think it's real funny?
I do. I think it's funny a little bit that, you know, he listens to the station and he heard you say what you said.
Well,
man,
motivated
night.
The guy because he shouldn't have been in the lineup. He was anyway.
He went yah-yah last night.
He had a good night. Multiple extra base hits. All right, one more from Max Kepler talking about how luck hasn't kind of been on his side his whole career, I guess.
There's some relief behind it. I feel like I've been battling the unlucky type ball and play with no result for a long time in my career. So I just kind of try and put my head down and keep going. This one's been tougher than I think the most in my career if I reflect on it. But I really am not trying to reflect too much and just trying to stay present and keep moving forward.
You see, that's telling.
Yeah.
Say he's been working on it his whole career.
Blaming luck for his career has been so far.
His whole career.
He comes here to Philadelphia.
Been in the big leagues a decade.
He comes to Philadelphia and y'all just poop on him.
No, hold on.
That's not what has happened here. We gave him a long runway, and then
we wanted to be Max Kepler fans.
Yeah, they traded for an alternative, and then for 3 days they haven't played the alternative because they played Max Kepler. 215-592-9494. Hugh wants me to apologize to Topper and Max Kepler for saying I would scream and then having internal screams in my head yesterday when I saw the lineup. I'm not apologizing to anyone. I still don't want him to play on most days. He had a good night last night. He has had an abysmal season so far. Has he not?
Has he had
a good season?
Are you
know he hasn't. The guy stunk here and last night he had a good night.
Listen, I'm going to say this because now that I think that they're listening, like, I understand that you've had a rough one, Max.
Thank you. Finally, a little reality out of that chair.
But, and you admitted that, you know, you've had a lot of bad luck during your career, right?
Well, he says.
You can't then, like a few weeks earlier, come out and say you need to be playing more. You can't. It doesn't go together.
Yeah.
You know, you can't. Like, all jokes aside, you can't play the victim and then talk about your playing time when you get here. It did turn around and be the victim.
No,
I can't have it both ways.
You cannot. But. Yeah, and yesterday was interesting because the lineup came out and then Topper said he did it because of a promise. He promised the outfielders that they would run a six-day platoon, which today is day six. And by the way, the lineup is out. No Kepler today because today's not his day to play, even though he hit a home run last night. Where do you guys come down on last night? And should I apologize to Max Kepler and Rob Thompson? I was obviously upset yesterday. The idea of him being in the lineup. Then I saw the lineup. I was annoyed. I have no plans to apologize. I love that it's coming from Hugh, who famously never apologizes and has zero accountability
to do this.
I just thought it was funny because for whatever reason, Joe, every time you say that, somebody comes out the next day, especially the Phillies, and they have a day.
Well, you're welcome. Everyone's welcome.
I mean, you're a motivator. But I do find it ironic that this is the same guy. Like, he's trying to pull on the city's heartstrings a little bit. Mm. Is the same dude that was complaining about playing time a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I know.
It don't go together.
I gotta be honest though, I did like him more after the interview last night.
He got you.
I empathized as a person.
So how much grace does that get him as far as Bowie goes?
None. Zero. I mean, if he doesn't play well, he
doesn't get a standing ovation.
Stop.
I'm just
now you're being facetious.
I'm workshopping this. I'm trying to figure out how we could keep this thing going.
Yeah, why?
Just say that one more time. I'm dumping it.
Talking about
standing ovation.
I'm just asking a question. I'm just asking.
Yeah. Okay. No.
When do we get behind Max Kepler and support him?
You have to stop.
What do you mean?
This is getting out of control.
Cut the mic. Cut the mic.
Wait a minute. You didn't hear the conversation that he just had talking about how he feels when y'all boo him at the games?
He also said booing is their love language. He gets it more than you do.
That was a joke.
No, was it?
He got pretty close, by the way, when he did the whole, I don't understand why they were booing that last time. They were sarcastically booing because Duran wasn't going to get a chance to go out.
Yeah. They wanted the closer.
But, like, you could get Sean Rodriguez real quick, buddy.
Oh, that was an infamous one. All right, Kyle, where do you come down on this? Should I apologize? Do you think you, me, and anyone else that felt the way we did yesterday needs to apologize to Topper and Kepler?
Absolutely not. I'm not apologizing, nor should you. This isn't a matter
of
like
apologize
this
to
isn't no, no. This isn't a matter of like we were wrong. This is
kinda.
No, it wasn't. Because let me give you an analogy, Hugh. I know you like analogies.
I like those.
Jalen Hurts throws a ball into triple coverage to Jalen Reagor, but he comes down with it. Are we saying do that again?
No.
Great idea?
Saying bad,
no,
bad idea.
No, it was stupid. Don't ever do that again.
Okay.
Just be happy that it worked. I'm not apologizing. He still stinks. If he's going to do that, I've been unlucky my entire career. That's your career.
Yeah.
You're just not a very good player.
Players have those kind
for
of...
For real, though, at some point... If it's been happening that long, that's kind of who you are.
He's in his 30s.
Players have those kind of seasons
we're killing a guy now. I thought this was supposed to be. You're supposed to be apologizing.
I'm not apologizing.
No. Well, you're not supposed to be apologizing. You want us to apologize.
Yes,
this is you trying to twist it on us because we always want you to apologize for things you do. I'm not apologizing to Topper or Max Kepler. Got a wonderful night last night. Now I do. Hugh, it does happen where players in baseball will have an unlucky season, right? Where they. You kind of watch them and the numbers don't match what you see. And then, and then they kind of, it's like a buy low the next year. Like, you know what? That guy's better than that. But when you've had this kind of career, and he hasn't been a bad player. This year he has been below average. But Max Kepler's been a decent player in the big leagues. When you say I've had bad luck for 10 years.
Bad luck.
No, man. Like, this is your career. This is what you put out there for a decade. At one point he was a good, really good player. And now he's not that good of a player anymore, and he's been a poor player for the Phillies. And we know what it is. Topper, I'll give him this to you. I'm not apologizing to Max Kepler for anything. For Topper, I will say this. This is why the players like him. Because
he has his finger on the pulse.
And he told them on Friday, this is the plan for the next week, right? We're going to do Bader and Wilson against the lefties. We're going to do Kepler and Marsh. You're going to play against the righties. We got six games alternating lefty-righty. This is the plan. And I wanted him to change the plan because I got excited about Harrison Bader. I understand why Topper didn't change the plan because he communicated with his guys, this is what we're doing.
And he told him that's what it was going to be.
Yeah.
And Max Kepler took full advantage of his situation, and you need to apologize to him,
well,
especially yesterday.
No, I do not. Now, if I have any sort of thing I want to take back, like I get Topper's angle more. Now, I don't have to agree with him, but I understand. Like, I understand what Topper's doing. He told the guys this is what I'm doing. Max Kepler's not getting an apology for having his first multiple extra hit games since March.
So you apologize to Topper then?
Well, no, I understand. I kind of see what Topper was doing more than I did yesterday.
You see it, and now you want to say you're sorry.
No, I do not. I just I can feel the way I feel. You know what, I get Topper's angle. Kepler gets zero apologies. No. The Eagles were basically in free agency the last time he had two extra base hits in a game. The season's about to start.
It's March 31st.
Right, come on. You're nuts.
I think you should apologize. I mean, seriously. Okay, maybe not Max. Because Max, you know, he overextended himself a little bit when he started talking about how he should have been playing more and stuff like that. Yeah. But you should apologize.
You have some nerve telling people to apologize.
I do.
You know what they're saying about you in the chat?
What's that?
Hugh has selective accountability.
That is exactly what it is.
Hey, and I'm saying it with a straight face.
I know.
No, you're not.
You should apologize.
You've been giggling and smiling this entire time.
So am I the only one that finds it ironic that the people that listen to this show, am I the only one that find it ironic when you come out as strong as you do and say this about the players, they usually have a pretty good night?
Again, you're welcome. Everyone is welcome. I'll do it more if you need me to. Also, it may have been blind luck. He's a major leaguer. Like, he's going to run into a couple home runs every once in a while. Like,
and then he referenced you when he was talking about
it. He did not reference me.
He kind of did.
Now, he was talking about the entire fan base. And I feel like most people...
No, he was talking about you, Joe.
Okay. Well, most people felt the way I did. Because anyone with a half a brain wouldn't want him to play last night.
He was talking about you. Okay. Because you are the voice of the people. Just like... See, this is where I think I need to help y'all out a little bit. Mm. Just like that nasty email that I got yesterday from Spike.
Well, that email came in on Sunday.
That nasty email that we talked about the other day.
By the way, did you see that you and Spike made the top 5 of 5 yesterday? Budding feuds at WIP.
Is that right?
Number one, Douglas and Eskin.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. But Spike sent that scathing email, and you got the people, you got the people riled up.
I did.
Yeah.
All I did read the email yesterday.
He did challenge you again to the push-ups, by the way.
He did.
Yeah,
when?
He seems to think you could not do it.
He said you got too much weight to push up, buddy.
No, he must have been talking about a few months ago because he didn't know
it was shredding season.
No, come on, it's Spike. We can do this.
It's true. You haven't been in the studio too long, so he hasn't seen you.
For 2 weeks.
We can do this. Come on.
All right, 215-592-9494. And we're off the rails at 10:17. By the way, 11:30 this morning, FDR Park.
Oh, we ain't going to be here that long.
Well, but you know what's going on at 11:30.
Yeah, the matchup.
Tennis, Jack and Joe coming up. So if you're going to the game today, you can, here's what I would do if I was going to the game. I would head over and grab my parking spot wherever you have parking. And then I would take that, 5-minute walk over to FDR Park?
Yes.
Go watch tennis.
Ooh, from the ball. Oh, that's longer than 5 minutes.
No.
That's a nice little
You think
walk.
It takes longer than 5 minutes to get from the stadium parking lots to FDR Park?
Yeah.
Right across the street.
It's going to take longer than 5 minutes.
How long?
Okay. That's about 10, 15-minute
walk. It's not 15 minutes.
Joe.
Kyle, how long would it take you to walk from any of the parking lots around Citizens Bank Park to FDR Park?
From the parking lots? Yeah. 10 most.
10 at most.
Yeah.
5
10,
to 10.
15 minutes.
It's not 15. This is like.
It is a 15 minute walk.
15 minutes.
Yo, that's a 15 minute
walk. Either way, it's right there.
Just go watch the tennis match.
It's a nice little. And if it's hot, if it's a little warm, you better bring a towel. It's going to be hot.
All right, bring a towel. Go walk over. Watch the tennis match. The camera Fritz coming up at 11:30. We'll have a special pregame show at 11. We'll hear from Buzz. We'll also hear from Devin and Buzz interviewing Joe and Jack live from FDR Park. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy tennis day, man.
Happy
tennis day.
That's it. That's the day. It's a big one around here. Chris, what do you got for us?
Let's start with this. So Jack is going to smoke that sad body of a human being, joke the camera. Man. It's Team Fritz, baby.
So
I don't agree.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this one, Chris. In fact, I would put Joe as the favorite. And last night, Joe was able to kind of take a photo and stand next to Billie Jean King's tennis sneakers from when she won Wimbledon.
What does that even
That's
mean?
Inspiration.
He stood by the sneakers?
Well, they're encased, like a glass box.
Did he
box.
Move around? Like, can he move? That's the
Jack,
question.
Can Jack serve? I mean, Joe's tennis coach called us yesterday.
That analysis by you right there of why he's going to win was just completely.
No, hold on a second. No, so, if imagine
he stood next to a pair of sneakers.
Well, no, but the guy's taking inspiration from a tennis great. What's Jack doing last night? Final out.
Probably playing with his kids.
I stood next to Michael Jordan. Does that mean I'm going to be an NBA player?
No, but hold on. If you went to Springfield, Massachusetts, and went to the Basketball Hall of Fame, the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame, before a basketball game, I would say your mindset is in the right place with greatness.
All right, stop it. Now, I wanted to defend you, and now you're making me want to go.
All right,
let's get back on track here. So, Joe, don't let Bully Douglas force you to apologize.
The real bully around here, Hugh Douglas.
Hugh, what? Let me tell you something, Hugh. Even the sun shines on a dog's ass some days. All right? I still want his bum-ass DFA'd. Hugh, he stinks more than the hood ornament that the Delco dumper left behind.
The Delco dumper.
This guy is horrible. The only guy that deserves an apology that played in last night's game is Taiwan Walker. You had his back, but you should apologize because you turned your back on him real quick.
Mm. I didn't turn my back on him.
I kind of did. Yeah.
Taiwan Walker.
I didn't. I didn't have a feel for
you. You famously turned your back on a lot of athletes.
You did.
I did.
I mean, Hugh, if you really were committed to the Taiwan take, you would have started the season by saying Taiwan would impact the season more than Andrew Painter, and everyone would have yelled at you, and you would have been right.
Well, I did say he did impact the beginning of the season, and I was right about
that. Last night, shutout baseball.
No, that was pretty good.
You should have been a champion.
Well, first of all, nobody asked me yesterday how I felt about Taiwan.
Because we knew you gave up on him.
I didn't.
Yeah, a few weeks ago we asked you, and you said, I don't have a feel for it.
I don't have a feel, because I didn't.
Hmm. You're the guy. You're the Taiwan guy.
I was the Taiwan whisperer.
Yeah,
but
you
it's
were.
Been a while.
So, Chris, I'm not apologizing.
Hey, Joe and Kyle, can you guys take a break now? Because you know what? The only guy I want to talk to right now, I got somebody in my crosshairs, and that is Sellout Douglas.
What
you
do I do?
Sold your soul to that dope of the skies cowgirl gym for a bottle of liquor and delivered by a pretty girl. Eagles fans, we give you our love, our praise. The organization put you into the Hall of Fame. And how do you reward us? How do you reward us? You turn coat Douglas on.
I didn't.
Everyone sees through this.
What do I do?
We all know what you're about. Now,
what do I do?
To defend you, because you do need some defense, and a lot varies. But now, to defend you, Spike, tell him to kiss your ass. He's no longer the boss. Check the titles, all right?
Well, I tried to tell him this yesterday, and he kept talking about his authority. He's not authority. He's authority over no one around here.
No one. You can do whatever bit you want. Grandpa Hugh / drunk Uncle Hugh can do whatever he wants at the barbecue, all right? Because you are so close to the end, you have limited time before you go to the
upper room. So close.
Upper room, you arriving soon. Max Kepler, boom!
just a nice love language there from Chris in Middletown. We appreciate it. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh wants us to apologize to Topper. And when I say us, I mean, if you were with me yesterday that you didn't want Kepler in the lineup, Hugh Douglas thinks you should apologize. I'm not apologizing to anyone.
I just think you should.
I have more understanding of Topper's angle now that I've thought more through it and been less angry about it. But I'm not apologizing, Max Kepler. There's no way. I mean, it's not happening. I'm not apologizing. Kyle's not apologizing. Are you willing to? And should I? All right, we do have a lineup already. Did Topper ride the hot hand? Is Kepler back in the lineup today against the lefty? We'll give you the Phillies lineup coming up. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. We'll get to the tennis as well. Buzz joins us at 11 live from FDR Park on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Never doubt. Never a single doubt. Kepler goes off. Multiple extra base hits. And instead of collectively celebrating today, a good win by the Phillies. Another series win. They're 2.5 up on the Mets now, who stink lately and have really stunk for 2 months. Coming here today, and Hugh Douglas is trying to get me and everyone out there that agreed with me yesterday to apologize.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Did you hear the interview that he did after the game?
We played it.
Yeah.
He was hurt. Y'all hurt his feelings, man.
No.
He actually, if you heard it, he said booing is their love language.
That was sarcasm.
He was pretty jovial that whole time. He wasn't like...
That was sarcasm.
No, that was a pro who
gets... Y'all don't know how to read the room.
Okay. We don't know how to
read the room. Y'all didn't understand that scathing email that was sent to me by Spike Eskin.
I think the problem is you don't know how to read the room.
Yeah, sounds like you don't pick up on emotional cues and social situations.
He's been emotionally distraught since he's been here.
You're famously the most antisocial guy here. Maybe it's you who has no idea what the hell you're talking
about.
I'm
a little social more.
Well, you're lying, everyone, now.
Right.
I do want to share this, though, and then we'll go into the phone lines here, because I saw this morning, and I think you're in Spike's head, by the way, the budding feud.
Yeah, I saw this. I know exactly what you're
So Spike
about.
Tweeted this morning, when did an exclamation point in a text or email become generally thought of as disarming and friendly? Okay, so he's talking about punctuating emails and texts, right? Mm-hmm. So he's questioning why things have changed. And I saw one of the responses, dang, HG really got you questioning email punctuation at 7 a.m.
Rent-free.
I mean, you're living rent-free right now. I would say advantage Douglas in the feud right now. You have him on. He's just shook right now. He doesn't know what to do.
He's on pins and needles.
He really is.
It was a scathing email, man. It was scathing.
No one agrees. So, I mean, you need to look inward. Aaron in San Diego, who, by the way, was called the worst caller in WIP history yesterday by Spike. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, you guys.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Aaron.
He's going electric company on.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
It's getting worse. Yeah. Go ahead, Aaron.
So today is an emotional day for a lot of us, you know, in the Philadelphia sports community. And I just wanted to take a moment. I'm feeling very honored, very humbled to be put in the WIP history books. It's just an honor that I can't tell you how grateful I am.
So you're proud to be the worst caller in the history of the station. It's a long, illustrious line of callers that have called the station. I mean, probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions now over the years.
Listen, whether you're a hero or you're a heel, it's all about the attention.
Well, yeah, that's true.
The hate, the love and support that I've gotten from all the WIP listeners out there, I do nothing but appreciate you and keep it coming. Because you know what, Joe? You know this. Mm-hmm. I owe a lot of this to you. You are my Mr. Miyagi. You are the one that has pushed me to paint the fence and wax on and wax off to become the caller that I am.
So I'm responsible for this.
Absolutely, okay. You are.
Well, that's on me then. Aaron!
In October will be the 1-year anniversary. But hey, you know, Trey Turner has the standing ovation. I think for Max Kepler,
no,
what
don't
we
even,
need
don't even do it. Don't do it.
Is a hug.
A Hugh hug.
We need a Hugh hug.
I ain't hugging nobody.
I think hug.
Nice little waist
I think
hug.
Hugh needs to go down there. Give him a big old hug. I'm going to tell you something. I really don't understand these athletes that make millions and millions and millions of dollars, and then go into an interview and talk about hurt feelings and all these different things. I mean, if you're that into your emotions, go back up a Brinks truck to a self-realization fellowship, or pay a sports psychologist all the money in the world to get your head right. So when you're in that batter's box, you got one mission and one mission only, and that's to bring runs in.
Well, I thought he was just being real in the interview last night. It didn't bother me that he said he feels it. It's weighing on him. I mean, if any of us suck at our job for 4 months, we're probably going to feel it. I thought he was real. His interview didn't bother me last night. In fact, it made me like him more. Now, the guy still can't play. That's a problem. But I liked him more after last night. I felt differently. And also, if Hugh Douglas hugs Max Kepler, I'll apologize.
No.
Joe.
All right, then it's not happening.
Joe, here's the thing, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, you can beat this guy up. That's the other. You can beat this guy up. You know, you can talk about DFAing him.
I will.
You know, on a regular basis. But if you're going to give him the hate, you got to give him the love when he gets on that field and produces
a little bit.
What does that mean, love? He did well last night. I said he had a great game.
Listen, there are several people at WIP that need to get on to Max Kepler's Twitter feed or Instagram and give him a little bit of love today because hey. He scored. He produced 3 runs out of the 5 runs that we scored yesterday.
Well, I'll leave that to you, Aaron. I one thing I don't do is I'm not tweeting or Instagramming any athlete. We just talk on the air here. I'm not bothering them on social media stuff. But he did have a good game last night. No one came in here and said Max Kepler didn't really have a good game. What are we talking about? He had an awesome game.
By the way, the term produces is still very generous. The guy had a couple hits last night.
I know. This is the first game since March that he's had multiple extra base hits.
When I think of production, I don't think of a 200 hitter.
Well, he's had bad luck. You forget that? Yeah, for 10 years? Bad luck.
So I will apologize to everybody for putting them through that with Aaron.
Yeah, well, it is kind of our fault. We were the first people to take Aaron's call, and now he's morphed into Aaron in San Diego.
This is our fault.
What do we think about his daily change-up to the start of his call? Because, you know, for months and months, it was good morning, Philadelphia, and now we're doing a whole different spiel each day.
It's brutal. The guy is just brutal.
I was going to say creative.
Stop.
I'm trying to be nice.
We know. It's
annoying. Why can't you be honest? That's what I want. I don't want
nice.
I am being
honest. It's different.
Yeah. Max Kepler said love language is booze. Booze or honesty. That's how people feel. They want to boo the performance.
Now, see, y'all bringing me down this road mm-hmm. that I didn't want to go because I was trying to uplift the young man. But you can't complain about playing time and not playing mm-hmm. well and then have one good game and then start talking about why people booing. I mean, this is Philadelphia.
I told you to stop trying to see the good in everybody.
No, I'm just saying. It's ironic.
Sometimes there's no good in people.
I mean, but it's a little ironic because we sat here and you know, we talked to Scott and he was talking about playing time and nobody said he was wrong. They were just trying to figure out when you start looking at the numbers, you know, it didn't what you were saying and what was actually happening didn't match up. Then you go out there and you have the night that you had. Good night.
Good night.
And then you get on the broadcast and talk about how you don't understand why people are booing you. Well, I do recall early in the season, the afternoon show, when we were making, you know, bets. And I was the only one that was right, by the way, about Taiwan and going out there and doing his thing. And I remember specifically Ike talking about how Max was going to go off and everything this year, and he was a good pickup.
It was in March.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was in March. He hasn't done anything since then.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
So then, you know, I mean, I'm just trying to give him, since they listen, a little bit of perspective of maybe why the people might be booing.
Yeah.
And you know, you're getting the boos that you got. And I understand that you feel like for – your whole tenure in Major League Baseball, you've had a lot of bad luck, you know. So, yeah, I'm just, you know, giving you a little bit of background.
Yeah, if he needs more background, he has had 360 at-bats this season, plate appearances, and he's hitting 204. I mean, he has less than a 300 on base.
Just leaned into it.
Well, I don't...
But you still should apologize because he had a good night.
I'm not apologizing for not wanting him to play last night. I didn't want him to play. He performed, but like Kyle made a good analogy. If Jalen Hurst throws in a triple coverage, I don't say great throw afterwards. I say, oh, we got a little lucky there. Like, don't do that again. So I'm not looking forward to more.
No, you might say great throw. Well, it might be. Spun.
Oh, you don't. All right, fine. The ball gets tipped and Rager comes down with it.
Hey, they'd be like, ooh.
I'm leaving you no trap doors in this analogy.
He always tries to find them.
Ooh, now he threw that one in the tight covers. No. That was a hell of a play.
No, that was ridiculous.
You shouldn't do that. That's not what anybody does.
We should do less of that. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Joe, don't you dare fall into that same bowl of soft pudding that Hugh Douglas is in right now.
The guy lives in that pudding.
The audacity of him to ask for
what do you mean?
It is. That's the perfect word. It is audacity.
What do you mean, Jeff? What are you talking about?
He set this up yesterday in the beginning of the show by some type of half-ass apology. But if it was like one of those kids digging a hole at the beach with the water coming in and the sand. He's digging the sand out, but it keeps filling back in. Like, dude, that was terrible.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You should apologize to us for having to go through that Cole Hamels apology yesterday.
I don't know what you're talking about. I did apologize.
You did not.
Yesterday.
Now, look, Copper got lucky last night. Let's face it. All right? This may not happen again. It might not happen again ever with him, with this guy, with Kepler. I mean, the dude literally got two hits in a game last time was like months ago. So I'm not apologizing. That guy probably shouldn't be playing at all. And, you know, I'm sorry about his feelings being hurt. And if you're acting like for 10 years you haven't had good luck, dude, maybe you're not just that good. How about that?
I think that's the now, Jeff, I've always thought, now, he had a run like 3, 4, 5 years ago where he was pretty good, right? Yeah. He wasn't great, but he was pretty good. But now he's in his 30s. Yeah, right. But, right, when you have 10 years of this is your performance, a Jeff, good phone call, you can't say it's bad luck. Like, you know.
He said it.
You can say it, but you can't say it. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but I could call BS on whatever I want. And Jeff is right. The audacity of Hugh Douglas to ask for an apology.
I don't understand.
You haven't given a real apology on this radio station in years.
I apologize.
Now, Kyle and I apologize all the time. All the time.
Boy,
when it's necessary.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Apologize all the time.
We always apologize.
We did apologize to Castellano. Okay, Cheryl apologized to Nabrowski.
Y'all live y'all truth. I can't be mad at you.
Apologize all the time.
Yeah, okay. I mean, we do.
When it's necessary.
I have the tape. Yeah.
You have the tape of you apologizing.
Not readily available. I can find it.
I'm just saying.
You think I keep those?
I'm just saying. It don't seem like
we burn those tapes. But we've done multiple apology shows, and I have been front and center saying, I'm sorry. I was wrong. With you, it's pulling teeth. And then for you to make me apologize for something I need, I'm sorry about this.
I apologize when it's necessary. I haven't had to apologize.
Selective accountability.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. I haven't had to apologize for nothing. Because I haven't done anything that has been egregious.
Right. Oh, okay.
In a while.
I mean, you almost got fired for talking.
That's why I said, in a while. Hey,
it's been
listen,
a few days.
What Dr. Carp called Rod yesterday?
That's what I was about to say. Hey, don't nothing top that. No, nothing tops what he was called yesterday. And Dr. Carp's still allowed to call into the show.
Well, he's a doctor.
Well,
yeah,
but
I mean,
still.
Yeah, I mean.
He's a medical professional.
Rod can't fire Dr. Carp.
No, well, that's true. He cannot.
He could pull a Joel Embiid and find out who called him that name. See, I would not repeat. On
we
this
employ
station.
Dr. Carp.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Big V is up on WIP. Hey, Big V.
Hey, Joe Gilio. Big Q.
What's going on, man?
Big V, what's up?
Look. Stop letting Joe and Kyle double team you on that bull crap, especially when they know they need to apologize.
I'm looking at a free.
Nobody is apologizing here at Big V. No shot.
Yeah, you said the man stinks, then called his name out, you had a hissy fit in your head. Come on, Joe, admit it, you were wrong.
I'm not wrong. He has played for 4 months and he's stunk because he had a home run last night. He's good now?
Oh, well, he definitely proved you wrong.
No, he did not. I mean, he had a good night.
He didn't.
He had a good night.
He had a good night. That's
one of those. By the way, speaking of apologizing, you want to get on top of that, you know, apologizing for saying that they needed to get rid of the farm to get more people in?
No. We've done this already. I think we had this conversation 2 days ago. Why would I change my mind?
You're going to change your mind when we lift up that World Series championship trophy.
Yes.
Well, we can't do that in August.
Yeah, then I would change my mind, Big V. You're right. But we have a long way to go to get there.
That's right. I'm going to remind you every day so that you can get ready for your apology tour. Mm-hmm. You and Kyle.
Well, that's fine.
So hold on. And you could do that. But, like, will you not remind me the days they get shut out and don't score runs? Like, maybe, I don't know, today, Friday. Like, it's going to happen again, right? They're not going to hit every day. Are you going to remind me then?
No, I may take a meeting those days. But
I got you.
When they start
gotcha.
Live your truth, Big V.
When they start
selective accountability.
Again, I'm going to be right there on Hugh's side saying that you two need to start apologizing a lot more.
We apologize more than Joe and I are the ones that do apologize. We can't make this any more clear.
No one has done more apology shows in this radio station than me. I mean, I do it all the time when it's necessary. And Big V, we appreciate it. And for Hugh to come on here and try to get one today is outrageous. The nerve on you.
No, I just, like, when I saw it and I saw the night that he had, the banner night that he had, I was just like, wow.
Banner night. The man hit a home run. I mean.
Banner night.
I know, the bar is so low. There was a player on the A's a few weeks ago, hit four home runs in a game. And we're talking about a home run and a double as if the guy's going to go to Cooperstown now.
Oh, and you know what the sad thing about it is? He probably won't be in the lineup today.
No, he's not. Let me keep it going.
That's messed up.
Wait, now are you criticizing
Topper? You wanted to ride the hot hand.
I mean,
if Bader does well, then you have to apologize to Topper.
Well, Topper's a man of his word. I respect that.
I do, too.
He's a man of his word.
All right, so today's lineup is Turner, Schwarber, Harper, Castellanos. Bader is back in center. Kemp at third, Sosa at second, Weston Wilson in left, Marchand doing the catching today, day game after night game. So, no, that is a that lineup looks a little thin without JT in there. But,
and Kepler.
Yeah, and Kepler. But we end the lineup today with Wilson and Marchand, 8 and 9. But, again, no Kepler today, so Topper sticks to his word. The six-day platoon continues. You know what's interesting, Hugh? As this has worked, generally, right? The last five games, they've hit a lot, and some of it has been he has done the platoons, right? The matchups. He's given Kepler the matchups against the righties. He hit last night. March has been hitting for a while against righties. Bader played against a lefty. Now he hit his home run against a righty late in the game, but he started against a lefty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I wonder what they do starting Friday, because Topper said it was a six-day thing, and then we're going to kind of reevaluate it. I wonder if they're going to continue this because it's working.
That's a good question, Joe. I mean, you know, you talk about he gave the guy 6 days. So I would think he would probably run it back.
That's
running back to 6 days. Yeah,
I know. I my guess is that we're going to hedge and we're going to go to the same thing starting Friday.
Yeah, I don't like that idea.
I mean, I want Bader to play every day.
Right. Like, say they platoon, it works for a while. Then all of a sudden it doesn't work, and both guys are cold.
Which very well could happen.
Right. I'd rather just keep a guy fresh.
Yeah. Like, I'm okay with platooning Marsh because he doesn't hit lefties, right? Like, platoon him. Play him against righties. When right now it's Weston Wilson, but when Bohm comes back, which should be soon, Kemp could platoon with Marsh in left field. I'd play Bader every day in center. And then I don't know what you do with Kepler. Kepler's the odd man out in that. He could be a bench bat. Castellanos is probably going to take down still all the starts at right field. But if there's a spot where you feel like give Castellanos a couple days off and play Kepler there, I'm fine with that. But I want Bader to play in center. I'd go with the Marsh and Kemp platoon in left. And then, you know, Kepler could be a bench bat. I mean, that's just, I'm sorry. That's what he's earned this season. Let's go to Ken in Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, Ken. What's up?
So, first of all, when
Ken.
You hear?
We got you. Your phone? You're on speakerphone, Ken?
No, I was in a room.
Oh, okay. Well, we got it. Sounds better now.
When I hear "Good morning, Philadelphia" from Aaron of San Diego, I long for Chris from Middletown. So that's my that's my feedback on Spike's comment about Aaron. I was screaming DFA at Max Kepler last night when he came up for his first at bat. I am certain he heard me because there was really nobody else nothing else going on. Everybody in Section 232 in the Hall of Fame Club turned around and thanked me for inspiring him to hit a home run, for screaming DFA at him. And, you know, I will take that. That's exactly the way I'm going to present it. I was being his Dallas Green, walking into the clubhouse, kicking over a table full of pasta to get his attention. So, but apologizing to Max Kepler, Max Kepler should apologize to me. I spent like $3,700 on season tickets in the Hall of Fame Club to watch Max Kepler go up there and put up Ken Brett offensive numbers. So, there's no apology coming to Max Kepler from anybody here. And, you know, his parents were both ballerinas. And I said last night that I think he probably should have stuck to the family business and taken up ballet.
He might have been really good at it. Obviously, he's an athlete. He's got the genes. Ken, we appreciate it. So there you go. So maybe it wasn't me he was speaking to, Hugh. It was Ken in Cinnaminson. It was Channing.
Is that what it is?
No,
I think it was you.
DFA Adam.
I think it was you.
No, it was not. Well, whatever. I mean, he could be upset or happy or whatever he feels. The bottom line is this. Max Kepler had a very nice game. Proud of him. Happy for him. Good for the Phillies. They win again last night. Yeah. Now 2.5 up on the Mets. But the idea of apologizing is, it's actually offensive that Hugh would suggest
this. How about this spin? You should all be thanking us.
Well, I know. I mean, Hugh said that every time I'm really hard on an athlete, especially a Philly, they seem
I think it's ironic.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
For what you saying?
For fueling Max Kepler to his banner night list.
Let's do it again.
I just think it's mean and hurtful.
It was a banner. Well,
mean and hurtful.
Well, it motivated him.
He felt that yesterday.
He said it was his love. It's our love language.
And you took that as a positive. Yes, that wasn't meant to be.
Love languages are positive.
See what happens. Some people.
You have to read the book about love language.
Some people, when they get bullied, turtle up and cower in fear, like Hugh did with Spike. Other people use it as motivation.
I feel attacked.
Well, you did run from your Mount Rushmore.
You did.
I didn't run from it. I just told
publicly
you why.
Complained.
It was scathing. Yeah. It was a scathing email.
Yeah. It wasn't.
Scathing.
It wasn't. It was a very normal, everyday
very pleasant email.
Very, very
the
scathing.
Sad part is you cowered from the Mount Rushmore, and now Spike, who did nothing wrong, is clearly in his own head questioning punctuation on emails and texts, all because of Hugh Douglas.
For a guy who was in the position of power that he was in.
You've got this guy in a spin cycle.
He's probably sent a lot of emails that had people feeling some kind of way. I can see that.
Well, he did.
He probably was a tyrant.
The one on Sunday did not apply to that.
Spike was a tyrant.
I don't know about that. But the one on Sunday was not, there was no, that wasn't written by a tyrant.
It was a tyrant. He goes on these tirades and he's... He does all these things, and he was in the position of power, and he's a tyrant.
Okay.
He's a tyrant.
All right, 215-592-9494. We have leading off coming up at 11:30, so we have a segment here for your phone calls on all this. Should I apologize? And if you were with me yesterday, are you willing to apologize to Max Kepler and Rob Thompson? I am not, without question, not doing that. Hugh Douglas thinks I should, which is rich, considering we can't get an apology out of this guy if we beg for one. When we come back, we'll also give you some of a pregame show for round three. DeCamera Fritz, if you're on your way to the Phillies game, which starts earlier today at 12:30, my suggestion would be park in your spot, wherever you're parking around the stadium. Take the no more than 10-minute walk. Someone around here thinks it's 15.
About 15-minute walk.
It's 6 to 10, depending on what lot you're in. Over to FDR Park, watch the tennis match, and then you go to the game. All right, 215-592-9494. It is a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Which one I got? I got one. Let me see which one.
Yep.
I forgot
about
all day. Yes, yeah. 10 o'clock. Nothing says summer like grilling, everybody. And when I fire up my grill, you know I'm bringing the flavor. Hatfield Savory Brown Sugar Marinated Pork Tenderloin is on my grilling go-to list. It's juicy, packed with all that sweet, smoky goodness, and it's so easy to make. Just pop it on the grill and boom, dinner done right. This summer, put some pork on your fork with Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes, tips, and where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.